Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Where's the Room is coming up, I think. Where's the Room? We'll bring in Paul Aspen in just a moment. We'll find out NFL and what else we have going on. Because college basketball also underway, so we've got a little bit of everything. Baseball wraps up, and we go right to some of our other winter sports starting up here. But let's find out where the room is at on Cardinals-Cowboys.
Where's the room?
Hi, Paul. Where are we starting? NFL?
As opposed to?
I don't know. You said there might be stuff, college basketball.
Oh, college basketball?
NBA's yeah, happening. Some...
Yeah, sure. We'll spin the dial, but we'll start with NFL. Just got a text from a buddy who just got to Costa Rica and he's poolside, and that seems like a great place to be right now. Anyway, NFL tonight, most bet player.
Yeah, with the NFL, anybody else like, why didn't I just fade the room? Why didn't I just do that? Forget all the stress. You know you're going to get a couple at least.
And even that's even when they had the Broncos too and they got there, and that's the only one they got.
Well, they got one tonight, right?
Right. They're on the Cowboys.
Friday? Yeah, they're on the Cowboys. It's one of them.
Yeah. All right. So their props. Most bet props at BetMGM for tonight. Number 5, Bam Knight, under 12.5 rushing attempts at minus
180. Who the hell is that? What team?
Don't even know who that is. No clue.
I think Cardinals.
They bet the under?
Yeah. I guess they think it's going to be a passing game.
Bam. All right, under Bam Knight. Don't know who he is. Okay?
Okay.
That's a random one.
That's a random one. Javonte Williams, under 2.5 receptions at even money.
Okay.
This is a bummer. Marvin, over 58.5 receiving yards at minus 115.
No way.
Going to have to look elsewhere. I mean,
against that defense, I understand taking anybody on the Cardinals offense. I can't do that, especially now.
So in a game with the number in the 50s, they're not betting CeeDee Lamb. He's healthy, right? They're betting George Pickens over 64.5 receiving yards at minus 110.
Called that one. Saw that one coming.
Mm-hmm. George. Yeah, he's been good in the last month or so.
Yeah. And the room. The room is the best. Most bet player prop at BetMGM for tonight's game. Michael Wilson, over 2.5 receptions at minus 118.
Let's go. I was very scared that you were going to say McBride or something Brissett. That's crazy. So, We have almost exclusively Arizona Cardinals player props. And none are McBride. None are the starting quarterback. It's wild.
He is the most bet first touchdown, Trey McBride. And he's on the top five most bet anytime touchdown.
Okay.
CD him there as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably going to pick all the receivers, all the, you know. Is Ferguson in there? I assume so.
Ferguson's in there for both first and anytime. You know who's not in there for any of the touchdown bets? Marvin.
Marvin with a 40-yard touchdown and nothing else.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, their defense is so bad. You're in on the over no matter what. Like, I don't care what the score is going into the fourth quarter. It's either already cashed or you're still live, even if you need a ton of scoring to get it there. I don't see any. Do you see anything as far as college basketball or anything else for today? I do not.
Nothing on sides. Like, some of the – just I'll give a quick rundown of some conference bets they've made. They're high on Clemson. Clemson has the most bets to win the ACC. Texas Tech has the most bets to win the Big 12. They're also the favorite. Penn State, most bets to win the Big 10. Ohio State's the favorite there. And the SEC, LSU, again, this is basketball, most bets to win the SEC. Alabama is the favorite there.
Hmm. Sam, is there anything worth anything taking a look at? Or at this point in the season, start of college basketball, so much other stuff going on, do you kind of wait out this lot of the non-conference BS?
No, I think actually the opposite. I mean, there are some teams that, as is often the case in most sports, NFL, college football, NBA, prices and lines are shaped by what teams did last year or by what the preseason magazines all say, right? Like, think about college football. If you would have bet against Clemson, Texas, and Penn State every week, like, think about how much money you would have made. So there are teams like that in college basketball that just have this high, what's the term? This high reputation because of what happened last year. And I think if you can find the right teams that are either overvalued or undervalued, you can do a ton. Like, a perfect example tonight is like Villanova at BYU. That's a game in Vegas. BYU's probably got a kid that's going to go either one or two in the draft. And I think a lot of people would look at that and go, well, wait a minute. Like, Villanova's catching 9 points. Well, it's now 9.5, and now it's 10. BYU is good. BYU is Final Four good. But I think there's a lot of people that just run to this Villanova side because it's Villanova, and Villanova used to be a powerhouse but hasn't been a powerhouse in years past. So when you see big-name programs catching big numbers and the line is still moving against them, that's worth paying attention to. Like, I'm personally not going to bet the game, but I'm definitely not interested in taking 9.5 with Nova. Not going to happen. Like, for me, it would be BYU or pass. I'm electing to pass, but – we'll get into it. I mean, I just gave you a bet at 11 o'clock that is now 19-12 with 9 minutes to go. Good start, but with any under, you never know what's going to happen in the second half with free throws and potential for overtime. But no, I'm not timid early. If I see a line or two that feel off, you know, I'll go in. Like, Florida, Arizona is another one. Like, I think Florida just wins the national championship. Now Florida's only laying 3 to Arizona. Arizona's good. Arizona's got a good team this year. So I did circle 804 Arizona plus 3.5. Don't know that I'll get there, but you're fading teams that have either been good or were good last year. And that's sort of how I like to roll early in seasons.
I meant as far as futures. Like, are you waiting to see? Yeah. Are you waiting to see what they are, or do you want to jump in because you know what? This 50 is going to be 20. Pretty quickly, and when people start to realize.
Sure, I'll be honest with you. I haven't done my future work yet. I mean, there's a couple teams that I like. BYU is one of them, and that price has been bet over the last couple of weeks. We should do futures one of these days, whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday, we should take a peek at the board and look at some teams in that 20 to 40 range that have the ability to really get on runs this year and be in a good spot heading into the tournament.
For sure. BYU, speaking of them, they're 20 at BetMGM. You're not going that far down the board when you go to 20 to 40 because your favorite is Purdue, obviously. They're number one AP poll, so typically that team's going to be your favorite. Plus 950 you can still get. So that's the shortest number out there. So when you go to that 20 to 40 range, you're talking about teams that are right there. There are maybe some of them inside the top 10. So, yeah, certainly worth discussing because there's a lot of people that won't even take a look until after the Super Bowl. Like, all right, who do I bet in college basketball? Well, where have you been the last 3 to 4 months? Because you missed a lot. Yeah, you may like that team at 15. Guess what? They were 45 not that long ago. And you don't want to miss opportunities like that. So we'll start to get our finger on the pulse of that. We'll talk futures at some point this week as well in college basketball with that getting started this week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, and yes, can we check the Shea shot? It has, people don't see this on the video stream, but we see it. It's a frozen shot of Shea when he exited the room here 10, 15 minutes ago. And it is quite distracting, is it not, Sam?
I think it's great. I mean, we need a little bit of that in our lives. We need a little humor in our lives, don't you think?
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of, we have some new reviews on Apple Podcasts. I saw these yesterday because I just happened to be looking for. Okay, I wanted to read the one if we can.
Okay,
is that cool with you?
Yeah.
All right. Actually, we have two new more. I didn't see this last one. Okay, great. I only saw the one from the 24th, which is from Spend My Dollar, and it is 5 stars. A podcast that will be remembered. We'll see about that. I've been here since episode one. This show will go down as one of the most underrated betting shows of all time. First Bet the Board and now Bet Sweats. Sad face. This is a sad year for the space. Joe and Sammy, we love you and we will miss you. We look forward to supporting your next project wherever it may be. Thank you, Spend My Dollar. That is also not, that's not me. I know that's not Joe. Like, I don't have the energy to write that review. That's not, it's not us. It's not how we roll. And then this one.
That's a good point, though, about Bet the Board, too. Like, the space is, and I'm not going to say anything about us. You can have your own opinions. But that was an excellent show. Once, as far as I know, still in the sports betting media space, one of the hosts not. I think most people don't know this, that in the early days of Bet the Board, you were the producer.
Yep. I was the first producer for Bet the Board. I used to produce it out of WGN Radio in Chicago. No doubt. Yep.
That's a good show.
Also, this is from Glinken. I'm not going to read the subject. It's a very funny.
Okay.
Did you?
Now I got to look.
Did you see?
I didn't notice, maybe I'm forgetting.
You need to look at the subject of the review. It is very funny. I will just read the description of the review, though, or the bio of the review. do you see the subject now?
Yeah, I see it.
It's very funny. Okay. Glinken writes, "This is a great listen. Just a few guys having fun mixing sports, gambling, and laughs. Love the creative segments they use to fill time and the chemistry between Joe and Sammy. Every segment is different and a must listen." I don't know about all that, but I sincerely appreciate that review. So I noticed the first one yesterday because I was going back to listen to something we said on Friday, and I kind of slid a little too far, and I saw, oh, we have a new review. So I do appreciate the podcast that will be remembered. That's very nice. It is not easy. I assure you, people, it is not easy to do these shows now. It's just not. And we don't talk about it a lot, but 15 hours a week plus the weekend, like while you know you're sinking, is not fun. And it's very draining and it blows. But we're going to do our best. That much I can promise you.
I hate excuses, but sometimes it's just the reality of the situation. You did better than I did in the NFL. There is zero doubt that it impacted my performance on picking winners. How could it not? You know, it's difficult to find motivation, but whatever.
Then get up.
Just get to December 28th.
Get up Monday morning. Get up Monday morning and do it again for 3 more hours.
Yep. And tomorrow, no matter what. I know, man. Not easy, but whatever. I wish more people agreed with some of the people that review the show or that we hear from. I wish more people did.
I feel like 4.8 stars is pretty good. And a lot of the reviews in the last, I'm looking at every review since October 2024 that they actually left words, because you can review it without leaving, a written review. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 reviews written since October 24, and they're all 5 stars.
Which we never ask for, by the way.
No.
And we see numbers that other people don't. Like, oh, the show is up 400%. It's the fastest growing show on the network. You would think that would mean something, but maybe not. All right, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We've got lightning bets coming up on the other side. Our looks for, of course, Monday Night Football. Maybe Sammy has more ideas, something to take a look at in college basketball as well. He gave you a pick earlier on in the day with college hoops action going on all day here. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. It's weekdays at 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.